Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby, live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, and it all starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for, wow, it's already August 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers, the great solution. We reject revolution. They turn out bloody and violent and aren't very fun, to say the least. But we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, LibertyNewsRadio.com, our network syndicator, LibertyRoundtable.com, our website for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, LibertyNewsDaily.com, the incredible news service available now at your fingertips. Sign up every day to have the great news feed, news the networks refuse to use, sent to your inbox now. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It is available on demand. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job as always. We talked about Senator Ted Cruz coming to the state of Utah and rallying for Chris Herod to take the place of Jason Chapin, who resigned and went to Fox in the revolving door. What a tragedy. We don't even have representation for 6 months of a two-year term because Jason reneged on his commitments to the American people. What a tragedy, Jason. Disgrace, my friend. All right, we also talked about the CD3 debate in Provo. Chris Herod did better than the rest. I'm a little concerned when Ted Cruz backs somebody, though. He's an insider for sure. We also talked about the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, takes Utah, the whole state, to court over access to its restricted prescription drug database. Why is Donald letting the federal government use an unconstitutional agency like the Drug Enforcement Agency sue the state of Utah? I thought Donald believed in states' rights, huh? Oh, well, so much for the Donald, huh? Good for Mike Lee. He disagrees with Jeff Sessions on asset forfeiture or asset seizures. Mike Lee says they're wrong. He's spot on. Jeff Sessions, shame on you. You ought to be fired. Due process of law, my friend, is critical. And the whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property, not steal people's property. Asset seizures are wrong, folks. Where's due process of law, huh? Anyway, we talked about that all in hour one yesterday with Lowell Nelson. Hour two, Donald Trump demands senators keep on working on health care reform before moving on to something else. Raw story with a piece. Now they even come out with a poll from Reuters claiming the majority of Americans want American leadership to move on past health care. I think that's a lie, personally. What we want them to do is repeal. That's what we elected them to do. So let me get this straight. We elect them to repeal. They fail. Then they do a poll and run out and say, oh, yeah, Americans don't want us to work on health care anymore. Liars. What we don't want you to do is be stuck on stupid. What we don't want you to do is sell us a bill of goods called Obamacare / McConnell Care 2.0, you thugs. That's what we don't want. We want you to repeal. That's what we elected you to do. And now you run around and try to govern by manipulated polls. You're a disgrace, Congress. Wow. All right, looks like Rince Priebus, or Prince Rebus, fired Donald Trump, names John Kelly new White House chief. Wow. We also talked about Hope Hicks, the behind-the-scene untouchable model. Is Hope Hicks sabotaging everyone in the White House for her own personal political gain? Trump threatens to end Obamacare bailouts. Quit threatening, Donald. Get it done yesterday. Otherwise, you're a socialist. Why are you even supporting the bailouts in the first place? All right, no more nanos, no more shuffles. They're getting into the iPods. Wow. The question, ladies and gentlemen, is the shadow government under Hope Hicks and others executing one incredible agenda to even get rid of Trump? Wow. We talked about stop saying, is Tom Brady old? We had a little sports update for you. It only took hackers 90 minutes to compromise a voting machine. They hacked five different kind of voting machines at the Vote Hack Conference. Then they tell you there's no vote fraud. Do you believe them? Liars. Just like they say we don't want health care abolished. We want health care repealed. That's what we elected them to do, and now they're failing and trying to govern by polls. All right. I guess Foxconn's going to build a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin. All the conservatives are cheering this, but it's full of socialism. Yeah, literally tax subsidies big time, $3 billion. It's a huge price tag for Wisconsin taxpayers. It's bigger by far. It dwarfs most incentive packages. What a disgrace. They say Texas booms while California flatlines. Again, I commend any free market efforts to create competition and solutions. But when Scott Walker runs around and celebrates $3 billion of socialized subsidies, he's off his rocker nuts. Crazy as a loon. Where's the supreme law of the land? Where's the proper role of limited government based on delegated authority derived from the consent of the governed? Where are these principles that made America great, ladies and gentlemen? As we leave them behind and turn our back on God, we will reap the whirlwind. Write it down. If we become a moral people and turn to our God, family, and country, and we start to stand for the protection of life, liberty, and property, we shall have liberty. There is no other way. Welcome to the broadcast. That's a recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's on the road, but he's with me, taking time out of his busy schedule to spend time with us. Can you imagine that? Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are welcome, my brother. There's so many news stories, I don't even know what to hit first. Let's just kick it off. General John F. Kelly is Trump's new chief of staff. Scaramucci only lasted 10 days, and when you figure the weekends, he only lasted a couple of working days. So now the rumors are that Scaramucci was only hired to get rid of Reince Priebus. He got in, bombastic belligerence, took on Priebus. The Donald kicked out Priebus. Now that Scaramucci's done his job, he's out and Kelly's in. What do you think of that, Kurt?
It sure is, I guess you could say, entertaining business, Sam.
I don't find it too entertaining, and I'll tell you why. Mr. John Kelly is a general. And Donald is surrounding himself with a very hawkish group of insiders, Kurt. That is my biggest concern. He's surrounding himself with more military brass, more generals, more military industrial complex than anybody has hitherto done. I'm concerned about that big time, that we're headed for war, Kurt.
Well, I agree with you there. What I mean by entertaining is you don't have to wonder, I guess you could say, if there's change going on, because there's certainly that.
Well, really, there's change on the surface, but there's not really change, Kurt. It's all the same.
Well, that may be very true. I was looking at the WorldNet Daily piece on this. Says Scaramucci's 10-day White House fandango concludes. Kellyanne Conway to become new communications director.
Now, that's a lie, too, because the communications director is Hope Hicks. We talked about this yesterday, Kurt. The secret communications director, the shadow government communications director is Hope Hicks.
Yeah, so it says President Trump's new communication director only lasted 10 days on the job. The White House released a statement announcing Anthony Scaramucci would be leaving his role as communications director, but it was clear he was forced out. So do you think Hope Hicks got him out, or what do you think happened?
So what do you think it all means? I think it means that the Trump administration is turning its back on everything conservative that we believed in. Healthcare's a failure. Now it turns out that John Kelly's running around saying something very interesting as well, Kurt. Kelly now believes that he has convinced Trump to give up on the border wall, Kurt.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't seen that. It does say that CBS reported that Scaramucci was escorted out of the White House. There was a terse White House statement that said Scaramucci wanted to give Kelly a clean slate and the ability to build his own team.
Yeah, Scaramucci's just a team player by serving for 10 days. Is that how it really is, Kurt? Now, I'm not here to defend Scaramucci, nor am I here to defend Kelly. The problem is, whenever these scandals erupt and confusion reigns, Donald loses political capital. Let's talk about that. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the problem is every time one of these scandals happen, I know it might be entertaining, but John F. Kelly is Donald Trump's new, quote, chief of staff, whatever that means. You got musical chairs going on there. You got communications directors swapping out, and you got chief of staffs running around and people getting fired and hired. But the reality is Hope Hicks, the behind-the-scenes communication director, stays steady as a rock, out of the media, out of the spotlight. And I've had personal interactions with Hope Hicks, not pleased with her behavior at all. The bottom line, though, Kurt, with this is that Donald Trump literally loses political capital every time this happens.
You know, I guess Scaramucci's official start date was supposed to be the 15th of August. So, you know, he was out 2 weeks before he, you know, was supposed to start. But anyway, that's that way you don't really spend a lot of time in the job, I guess. They say, Kelly, this is the WorldNet Daily piece on it. Kellyanne Conway, current counselor to the president, a frequent spokesperson for the administration on television, is under consideration to become the next communications director. That's according to what a White House source told the Daily Caller.
And what's Hope Hicks's position there, Kurt?
You know, I don't see any report on her, but as you said,
just the way the shadow government likes it, my friend.
Yeah, good point.
Very interesting. All right, anything else on this, though? I'm just convinced that what we're doing is we're moving more towards the military-industrial complex-style administration. And if he gets enough generals and, quote, military folks in there, at some point Donald won't even have a say, Kurt.
I guess the White House portrayed Scaramucci's bombastic interview as pivotal in the new hire's quick dismissal. You know, anyway, I guess he didn't fit in, Scaramucci. The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
Yeah, Donald ought to run around and talk about people's comments inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's according to Sarah Sanders. Do you know who Sarah Sanders is?
Yeah, she's just another lady that's a front lady. You got Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Sanders. You got a lot of front ladies for the Donald. And then you got the behind-the-scenes shadow government lady. Really, the Trump administration's ran by Trump's women, Kurt.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the White House portrayed, says the president, the New York Times reported the firing of Scaramucci was the president's decision, but that Kelly had requested the removal of the wealthy New York financier.
Yes, anyway. The Donald has ultimate deciding power but complete plausible deniability for everything, right?
Well, that's typically the way that works.
Now, a lot of people are thinking, Sam, you're coming out and attacking the Donald pretty hard. And my response is, no, I'm not. I've defended Donald more than I've attacked him by far. What my problem with this is we're adding more and more and more hawkish generals to the mix. And at some point, if Donald's not careful, he'll lose so much political capital with his own party, with the Democratic Party, that he'll be out when it comes to Congress. Okay? And if he's not very careful, and if enough generals surround the Donald might not be able to have a say. They'll create a, quote, military/private sector coup d'etat on the president. He'll just simply be a sitting duck is all he'll be. Now, I don't mean that in a violent sense. I just mean that he'll be a lame duck. He's sitting duck for a lame duck, if you will. In other words, they'll just literally control the president. What are you going to do, take on and fire all the generals? What if you got a military mutiny on your hands? At some point, Kurt, this is not good.
I guess there have been some initial speculations, and they say that Scaramucci might stay at the White House in another position because of the president's fondness for him. But they later clarified the former communications director does not have a role at this time in this administration.
Well, he's plenty of rich. He's got 80 plus million bucks in his net worth scenario, from what I understand. Or was that Kelly? One of the two. I think it's Scaramucci. You know, he's been friends with Donald forever. He'll be taken care of. But Scaramucci's life is melting down, too. They say he's getting a divorce from his wife. His wife just had a baby. Scaramucci is melting down in every facet of his life, it seems.
So, I guess the brief three-sentence statement that came from the White House on it was Anthony Scaramucci will be leaving his role as White House Communications Director, period. Mr. Scaramucci felt it was best to give Chief of Staff John Kelly a clean slate and the ability to build his own team. Next sentence, we wish him all the best. So anyway, there you're.
So if Scaramucci's the belligerent, alpha male, aggressive, attack everybody and their dog, why did he back down to Kelly so quickly, Kurt?
That's a good question, Sam.
I'll give you a little hint because it's all behind the scenes. And you get the blips they want you to have. Donald claims the media, is fake news. But I submit to you that, yeah, the media is fake news. Donald's right. But there's fake news coming out of the White House right now, too.
Yeah, I guess the World That Daily piece goes on and says that Scaramucci's primary mission seemed to be to stop the series of leaks to the press by White House staffers where he threatened to fire everyone in the press office unless they ended.
Well, he should have fired everybody instead of threatened, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess it caused one staffer to resign last week. Reports have suggested Trump was initially pleased with Scaramucci's vitriolic and obscenity-filled New Yorker interview that characterized Priebus as...
Now, let me stop you there. Why would you give the New Yorker the scoop there, Kurt? Why would you do that?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Because that's where they go, because that's who their friends are, Kurt.
Yeah, it's like the hometown newspaper, I guess. It says where he characterized Priebus as paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac, while also targeting top presidential aide Steve Bannon. But the Times reported that over the weekend, the president quickly soured on the wisecracking Long Island-bred former hedge fund manager, and so had his family. Anyway, yeah.
Well, who brought him in, and where do they consort with these characters behind the scenes, Kurt, is what you ought to ask, and how did this all happen? See, guys like Scaramucci can go ahead and just have a F-bomb-laced tirade and, you know, be all belligerent and do these things, and Donald's like in with that guy. I mean, the president's got fondness for him. Who in the Trump family brought this character in the first place? And then Donald wants to move towards new media, and the first thing this character does is grant an interview to the Insider New Yorker newspaper? Or yeah, a magazine, rag, whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying, look, who are these guys and who are their friends? And then all of a sudden Kelly comes in on the heels. Who made all those decisions so quickly?
Good question. I guess one report says that Trump's family and the president began to see the brash actions of his subordinate as a political liability.
Well, what about the brass actions of the Donald being a liability? Kurt, he's been doing that for 6 months of bluster and babble, but nothing accomplished, right?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing accomplished, but I do say that at least compared to Scaramucci, then Trump at least seems kind of a...
tame, yeah. In fact, maybe it's designed just to do that, is make, you know, the Donald come across pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just...
Yeah, I guess... They say Kelly's opposition to Scaramucci was said to be the clincher.
Uh-huh. Well, there you have it. Anyway, very interesting twist of events. So the reason I say Donald do nothing is he's accomplished a couple of things. There's enough token things to make folks still possibly believe in him, Kurt. But there's not enough to get pay dirt and see real sea change in the country at all. Or there's not real efforts to make America great again. Let me give you an example. Former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, found guilty of criminal contempt of court, reports the Arizona Republic. So now you got Joe Arpaio literally guilty of criminal contempt of court, Kurt.
Yeah, I saw that report, you know, and I guess Joe's 85 now, according to the report. I would be surprised if he spends any jail time, but, you know, and I would be surprised also if he doesn't appeal it. He needs to find a more, kind and gentle judge, you know, do some judge shopping.
Maybe he needs to hire Scaramucci as attorney. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, hey, you can just roll into court and just blow the court out of the water with an F-rated, you know, F-bomb-rated tirade kind of thing, and, you know, there you go. All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, they say only up to 6 months in jail could be for Joe Arpaio, but Kurt's right. I don't think he'll serve any time at all. But where's the Donald defending Joe Arpaio on the border issues and legality realities, huh? Oh, I guess Donald's missing in action, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The socialist dictator of Venezuela may be living on borrowed time. The ever-growing forces of the opposition have staged a second nationwide strike in just a week. They are planning more demonstrations. In addition, the opposition National Assembly is setting in motion what it calls a parallel state by appointing judges to stand up against the dictator's judges. The dictator has responded by having three of the opposition judges arrested and by threatening others. President Trump is continuing in his efforts to bring jobs back to the state, scoring big with a tech company, Foxconn. It will invest about $10 billion in a new plant in Wisconsin. The company makes things such as screens for iPhones and other products, but the company has faced a lot of charges of not treating its employees very well. House Speaker Paul Ryan giving the president credit for convincing the company to make a major investment in Wisconsin. The plant is expected to create numerous jobs and will boost the economy in one of the states in America's heartland. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, out of the frying pan into the fire. So, Donald's nowhere to be found when Joe Arpaio literally gets held in contempt of criminal court. What did Joe Arpaio do? He defended the border against illegal activity, Kurt. Now, Donald's the big border wall guy. Now, while we hear that Kelly may be talking Donald out of building the border wall at all, Donald lets Joe Arpaio be in contempt of court here. What about the truth? What about stopping illegality? Does it make sense for Joe Arpaio to be left out the dry, Kurt?
You know, it seemed like, if I remember right, that Joe was pretty much a supporter of Trump. Maybe behind the scenes, Trump will, you know, show up and, you know, maybe get a good judge for Arpaio, but I don't know. Seems like Trump's got, the president's got a lot of things to keep him busy right now. Among those, Sam, apparently some professor, according to WorldNet Daily, says, professor begs someone to just shoot Trump. And his statement was forwarded to the appropriate Secret Service division. You know, I mean, it's amazing what's going on these days, isn't it?
Well, a lot could be done to change it, Kurt, if we would.
Yeah, this guy's name is Kevin Allred. I guess they say he used to teach at Rutgers University, and he's now an adjunct instructor at Montclair State. On social media, he said, I wish someone would just shoot him outright. I guess shortly, a little bit later, he deleted the inflammatory statement. Wow, you know. I guess he's a sexuality and women's studies program professor, and I guess his previous claim to fame was teaching a course entitled Politicizing Beyonce. But anyway, your tax dollars at work, huh?
Now, what's this guy's name? Kevin Allred?
Yeah.
Now, what do we do about this? I mean, is this guy getting arrested?
Well, they say the Secret Service, charged with the responsibility of protecting a president, would not provide details on whether such a statement would be considered a threat or investigated. The assistant special agent in charge there, Mason F. Brayman, said the Secret Service takes allegations of any threat, inappropriate interest, or unusual behavior directed towards the Secret Service protectee with the highest priority of all our investigations. For security reasons, we cannot discuss specifically nor in general terms the means and method of how we conduct these investigations.
In other words, what we're going to do is do nothing to this professor. If you want to assassinate the president, you're allowed to do and say whatever you want to. Okay. Now, when it comes to, say, Ammon Bundy or some of these other guys defending Americans against government armed thugs, and then guys like me trying to tell the truth about it, then they're basically saying we're all part of a conspiracy. Well, it gets worse. There's a San Antonio photographer that went to Inauguration Day with us, Kurt. He wasn't with us, but he was there with us. Does that make sense? We don't know the guy, but he was there, and so were we. Well, they say San Antonio photographer now faces 70 years in federal prisons for documenting Inauguration Day protests. Steve Jensen writes the piece, and the bottom line is they say this guy destroyed property. He claims he destroyed none, and he literally displayed live via video the carnage that was happening with the protesters, etc. You and I found ourselves in the middle of that protest, unfortunately, as well. We weren't there to protest or to document the protests necessarily, but we were there. All I'm telling you is you see a very unique situation where Donald's doing nothing to protect real media people while he doubles down with the media people that he claim are an enemy of the people. Then he runs around and now what about this innocence in prison scenario? What about this situation? While Joe Arpaio faces trouble, this photographer faces 70 years in prison. Am I allowed to even criticize Donald or bring up my concerns, Kurt, or will I be in jail pretty quick?
You know, I remember seeing that, you know, at least as we passed those guys that were all, I think, had these weird hats on and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, they seemed like they were, well, I guess you could say, more or less under control. So this guy just filmed them, and then he, you know, basically published that. And so that's what he's maybe going up the river for?
I guess. I just don't get how Donald continues to criticize the mainstream press so boldly. Criticize the swamp and the cesspool so boldly, but continue to hire cesspool folks and continue to go to the same media that he attacks while guys like Joe Arpaio are facing sentencing for criminal activity while people who document the protesters going on are now facing 70 years. I just don't get what's happening here, Kurt.
It is kind of crazy. This guy that I was telling you about, from this WorldNet daily piece that, you know, got that made the threat against the president, and they say the Secret Service is going to check him out. I guess he had been fired from Rutgers just after Trump's election, and the reason they fired him is he brought an American flag to class for students to destroy as a means of venting their fury.
Wow.
I guess after he advocated to the students burn the flag, he tweeted, "Will the Second Amendment be as cool when I buy a gun and start shooting at random white people or no?" Question mark. This guy, and then he got picked up by another university. I don't know. I was going to say I'm shocked, but I'm really not. The universities are kind of a hotbed of this, it seems like.
Well, where's Betsy DeVos to shut down the funding for this criminal activity, Kurt?
Good point. I guess
I got three letters for this. MIA.
Yeah, well, maybe she's just working on that choice thing. And, you know, at least for me, I know I never can get to all the lists I've got to get to. And I suppose they're a lot like me.
You don't have the ability to hire as many people as you want with unlimited funding, though, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
In fact, Donald said he was going to hire 1,500 border agents. But then, of course, they laughed at him and said, we can't get that done, Donald. Forget it. Well, what do you expect when you have a bunch of insiders and you haven't drained the swamp? What do you expect them to respond, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a lot of swamp draining needed to be happening. I guess this guy is a white male, Sam. And
wait, did you say he's a white male?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm just thinking he should be dead already for sure, but he's got a history of publicizing anti-white sentiment. I guess back in 2015, he explicitly claimed on Twitter that there are no good white people. And then he went on to say, until the entire system changes, there are no good white people. There are only less bad white people. So no wonder maybe he got a
pass
there.
What do you mean there's no good white people? Is he a good white person there, Kurt?
Apparently not.
Well, I concur with that. The guy's a thug.
Maybe he identifies as black or something, you know. Anyway, I guess he says...
what's his name, Kevin Allred?
Yeah, they say he later justified his anti-white remarks in an interview with College Fix, claiming whiteness plays an invisible role in demanding and oppressing everyone else.
Yeah, it's so invisible, Kurt, you don't even know that it exists, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know, and you didn't know. But he says, and I'm speaking about a U.S. context specifically here. Man, I guess if it takes that kind of intelligence to be a professor, that's why I'm not one, you know.
So let me summarize what we've kind of talked about this hour. General John F. Kelly is Trump's new staff, communications director or chief of staff, whatever. Scaramucci was hired to get rid of Priebus and then fired. Kelly believes he has convinced Donald to get rid of the border wall. The border wall we never even built, right? Former Sheriff Joe Arpaio found guilty of criminal contempt of court. Montclair State University professor or instructor Kevin Allred says he wishes someone would assassinate the president. I'm telling you, the guy's nuts. San Antonio photographer Alex Wood faces 70 years in federal prison for covering inauguration protests. Wow, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen such a duplicitous White House, Kurt, with so much confusion. And now we're talking about people literally threatening to assassinate the president, and I don't see any real serious repercussions. But yet journalists aren't even able to report what's going on without repercussions. Any comment on that, Kurt?
You know, it's a great point. And, you know, it seems like, you know, there are some that, I guess you could say, face the heavy hand of repercussions. Like you mentioned, the guy that was filming there and that kind of thing. And then on the other hand, others that just, you know, kind of there's nothing being done about it, you know. So you don't really know what to say or what to add on that.
Well, in my mind, it just shows intent, though. You know, Donald could change this around quickly. And, you know, I talk to people about this and they say, Sam, you got to give him time. You got to give the Donald time to make these changes. And my response is, Kurt, the more insiders you place in power, the less likely we'll see the change Donald ran on. Okay? This isn't a matter of opinion. This is a matter of reality, in my opinion. Look, 6 months in, if you put nothing but swamp critters, you've done nothing but replace cesspool rats with cesspool rats. How do you expect there to be a change, Kurt?
That's a great point. And we've seen it for so many times. You know, our buddies at the Council on Foreign Relations or all these insider groups, the Kingmen, you know, basically will just fill in all these places with their type crowd. You know, wouldn't it be nice if it was the other way around? The free men were the ones getting the spot, huh?
Well, that'd sure be nice, but I don't see any of it, Kurt. I don't see any of it at all. And I don't see any real sea change. I don't see an effort to let the new media who's willing to report the truth sit center stage. I don't see any change to really change the pro-life message. There's a few token things done to make everyone feel like, hey, Donald's done some, give him some credit, give him a chance, the swamp's really brutal, you know, kind of thing. But, I mean, do you even know of anybody personally that's been brought into the swamp to help drain it, Kurt? Do you even know a single person?
You know, there's been a long, long list of good ones that we thought could have been, you know, imported, if you will, or inserted. I don't know if you want to call it that. But none of them seem to have found a home there.
Not a single one. Now, you could say, well, what about somebody that you don't know personally, but you know of and have confidence in? Is there any of those people, Kurt? The closest ones that I see are Judge Gorsuch and maybe Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Are there anybody else, really? And I don't even know about them personally. I've never interviewed them. I've never talked to them. I just look at their records, and their records are pretty decent.
Yeah, I'll grant you that.
But is there anybody else? I'm trying to give credit where credit's due. Credit's just so hard to do. Okay, I give credit for putting Gorsuch there. I give credit for the slowing of immigration on the border. I give credit for the Mexico, whatever it's called, accord where we stop abortions around the world. I'm looking for the credits. I'm looking for the reasons to celebrate. I'm looking for the reasons or for the good that's done. I just don't see it besides these few token examples. And the reason I say token is because they don't really create a sea change. I mean, look, the Mexico thing's good, but it only goes back to a George Bush era stance. That's all. Gorsuch is good, but I haven't really seen him on fire. I haven't seen him literally change decisions in the mainstream press melting down because Gorsuch is truly a constitutional conservative standing on the court for pro-life and such. pro-First and Second Amendments or such like that. I don't see any of that. I see Gorsuch, a big to-do when he got appointed and confirmed by the Senate, but I don't really think that I've heard of him since. Have you, Kurt?
You know, it seems like it's been pretty quiet to me.
So I'm not looking to attack him. But I am trying to find the good.
Well,
but it's got to be beyond the token.
I'll give you something that, at least in my opinion, is good news. Now, it's not, you know, it's not coming out of the White House. It's not, you know, Trump didn't do this. But, you know, you've got this headline from World Daily that I really like. It says, GOP establishment's nightmare, Senator Roy Moore. And, you know, the sub-headline, got conservative Alabama senator, conservative Alabama icon poised for runoff for session Senate seat. Bob Unruh got the piece. And it says, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has had trouble pulling his GOP ranks together for almost any issue lately. True, the senators did approve Neil Gorsuch for the U.S. Supreme Court, but on Obamacare and a number of other issues, there just hasn't been a lot of success in reaching unanimity. It's partly, they say, because he's working with liberals like Senator John McCain, and I would add, you know, he's a liberal himself, McConnell, but back to the article, it says, who just last week torpedoed an effort to fix some of the most egregious mandate problems in Obamacare. But the Judge Roy Moore thing is, at least in my opinion, one of the biggest pieces of fresh air that you could possibly get in Washington, D.C.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm hoping that he'll cruise through, and the good folks in Alabama, you're almost an Alabaman, by the way. You know, the good folks from Alabama would, you know, see to it that we get Chief Justice Roy Moore as a senator. I sure hope it happens.
Yeah, I hope it happens too, Kurt, but let me tell you what I see. I don't see anybody sending me emails every day saying we got to get Judge Roy Moore elected. We got to get this done. That's what they say to all the insiders, even people who we think are good and find out aren't good. They promote to the high heavens, but when it comes to Roy Moore, I don't see Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Justin Amash, all these guys. I don't see Donald Trump saying, man, we really got to get this guy in place right away. I don't see a single support for Roy Moore except for good, honest Christian people like you and I and a very few others. Not a single bit of support. Not the Republican Party, not the leadership people that we would believe in. Not a one has even emailed me about it one time.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, Judge Roy Moore, the guy who basically defended the Ten Commandments as the, you know, at that time he was the Supreme Court Chief Justice of Alabama, and you know, he defended those Ten Commandments and was removed from office because of it. I guess 10 years after that, he ran for the same office, and they put him back in the job. The people did, and then he stood up he advocated strongly for marriage as a union of man and woman, and he got removed again. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going after him big and hard. And I think if
But where's the Donald to start attacking the Southern Poverty Law Center and to defund these thugs, Kurt?
Well, that's a great point.
All right, you've got to do enough good to make me believe there's really a change. But while the Southern Poverty Law Center abuses me, Roy Moore, others, Donald attacks the swamp, attacks the media, but then he runs right back to those people for all of his answers. While you and I get attacked relentlessly with no stop. They've literally lied. Ross Story lied about me in the news. In the last couple of days, I forced a correction already.
I wasn't aware of that.
I'll forward you the deal there. But I'm just saying, see, it's crazy, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Like we used to say, if you're catching flack, you're right on target. So I guess that's the good news, right, Sam?
Yeah, if me and Joe Arpaio and Kurt Crosby and Roy Moore can stay out of jail, yeah. But the Donald might just let us all get tossed into the clink.
That's a great point.
Now, we've tried to defend the Donald the best we can. I mean, if somebody could basically come on the radio from the administration and highlight all the good they've done, I'd be interested to hear it. Because maybe I just can't get the news. Maybe Donald's right. Maybe we just can't get the news, Kurt.
That's a great point.
Maybe you and I, with all of our work to get the news every day, LibertyNewsDaily.com, a news service that we own and run, Liberty News Radio, a radio network that we own and run, Liberty Roundtable, a radio talk show that we own and run, and maybe with all of our efforts, buddy, all of our digging, all of our resources, maybe we just don't know that it's all happening, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible, Kurt? Now, by the way, the White House emails me daily of their to-doings.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be able to get some specifics that way.
Well, there are specifics. Like, you know, Donald gave a medal to somebody. Donald had a dinner at the White House with somebody else. You know, that kind of stuff is happening. But I'm telling you right now, folks, you have been deceived. There is an era of tyranny going on right now. And it is scary to watch unfold. While the circus happens daily on the White House lawn, the backroom dealings are happening and nothing's getting done for you and I, the people. And if we report on it, we're under scrutiny. If I try to report on the Ammon Bundy scenario, they tell you that I'm part of the overthrow conspiracy. They're crazy, ladies and gentlemen. We better stand together or we're going to hang separately is all I'm telling you. Donald, we need your help, my friend. All right, 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting talk radio, always at your fingertips. Would you support us in every way, including financial, please? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.